This is A to Z. An Introduction to Islamic Lifestyle. Today's lesson, Hating Covetousness. Covetousness is the state of being eager or excessive desire, especially for wealth or possessions. Similarly, covetousness brings abjectness and sin. Covetousness means having or showing a strong desire for especially material possessions. If one is eager to acquire material possessions or wealth, naturally, their goal would be to strive on the path of worldliness, right? They would be a victim of hubbud dunya, the love of this world. Why? Because they are so eager and passionate, and they have this strong desire to accumulate material possessions, right? Wealth, money, property, cars, gadgets, you know, so on and so forth. The first divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam, says, "The best affairs are those which are far from covetousness." Why did he say this? If you notice, the reason is that if covetousness becomes a trait of one's personality, he or she can never think about the affairs of the hereafter. Isn't that right? Because that person would be so consumed in the everyday life of this dunya, right? They would be running after this dunya. They would be chasing this dunya. They would become a part of this rat race to acquire this dunya and its belongings, right? So this, of course, and naturally, is going to take them away from the real purpose of their life, which is to achieve that perfection, the spiritual, moral, and ethical perfection, which connects them strongly with the Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Welcome back, dear listeners. Today we are discussing the topic of hating covetousness. And we said that it is a vice, it is an evil that takes control of our lives if we fall in this trap. Imam Ali alayhi salam has said, "Restraint strengthens faith and covetousness destroys it." Covetousness is an enemy of one's faith, brothers and sisters. Islam encourages us to settle with the material belongings that Allah has granted us, while greed and covetousness compels one to run after this dunya and its material belongings. So see how opposite they are in nature, in its very essence. Imam Ali alayhi salam also said, "The abjectness of men is in their covetousness." He also said, "Beware of the deception of covetousness, for it brings you hardship." Sometimes Shaitan, Iblis, makes us believe that if we run after this dunya, our lives will become easier. But if you notice, Imam Ali alayhi salam is saying quite the opposite. Imam Ali alayhi salam is telling us that if you run after this dunya and the belonging of this dunya and the wealth of this dunya, then your life is going to be, in a nutshell, miserable, right? Amir al-Mu'mineen in one place says, "Anyone who does not purify his soul from the abjectness of covetousness abases himself, and in the hereafter, his abasement is more and worse." So again, like we said before, they would have to, you know, in some cases, pay the price in both the worlds, in this dunya and in the hereafter. Imam Muhammad al-Baqir alayhi salam said, "What a bad person is he who has covetousness, which incites him." He also said, "Seek for the survival of your honor through the killing of covetousness."
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.